Amen. Now that one goes back a ways, doesn't it? Some of y'all probably never heard that song before. We found it in the archives this morning. It fits right in with the message this morning. And what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. Reaching higher far than the brightest star, sweeter than the songs that they sing in heaven, let the world proclaim. What a lovely name. So good to see you in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to go to Him in a word of prayer, just ask Him to be with us today. Then I'll have a couple of announcements, a few prayer requests in a few moments. But let's go to that lovely name, the name that's above all names, the name of Jesus. Brother Ceylon, would you ask the Lord to be with us today? Something. Church, will you stand and sing with us this morning? Oh yeah, there's something about that name. Sing it with me, Jesus. Here we go. Church choir, you can be seated as well. Again, thank you for being here this morning. If you're visiting with us, you're our special guest, and thank you for choosing Calvary as your place of worship today. It is truly an honor to have you with us, and some have visited and come back. That's always a blessing, and that you would come back and be with us, and we thank you again. Please remember that next Sunday morning on the 21st, that will be our special Christmas offering. Most of you probably received something in the mail. Your envelope probably has already come to you. If you have not, or you might not be on our mailing list, there are some offering envelopes in the front up here next to organ, some in the back on your way out this morning. So please grab one of those on your way out, and let's come in next week and give a special, special Christmas offering unto the Lord. We're going to speak a little bit about that this morning. You know, we will never, ever outgive God. Never in a million worlds could we ever outgive Him for His goodness, His mercy, His love that He's extended to us. But it's just a good time and a great time during this time of Christmas. Everybody's given gifts. Boy, wouldn't it be something if we could come in next Sunday morning and have an opportunity to give a special gift to Him. And that's our goal and that's our desire. So please be much in prayer for that and come in and let's just be a cheerful giver next Sunday morning. We'll probably do it Sunday morning and Sunday night as well. But if you can go ahead and grab an offering envelope if you didn't receive one already in the mail. Also, please remember the Christmas tree lot, and it's off and booming. You may have even seen it on the news this week, and that was a great, great little plug for the children's home and for the Christmas trees, and it was great, and we were very thankful for that. You don't always see things on the news that are positive. Most of the time, we try and stay away from the news, but that was very, very good, and we're very thankful for that. If you haven't already purchased your Christmas tree, that's where you need to be, at the Christmas lot over at the children's home. I'm sorry?
Please come on, we're about to run out.
Yeah.
And
with that in mind, won't you mention that, Brother Randy?
Come Friday night over to the children's home. We're going to be having Rachel Ambott, I think her name. She's the lady that puts this all together. She's a young lady. She got, Brian says, 180 IQ. I think it's about 2,000. But she's a great young lady. She does a great job putting this thing together. And y'all have a great time with us Friday night over to the children's home. We'll be in the gym. We're going to have some light refreshments afterwards, hot chocolate, cookies, whatever we can scrounge up. But come on, be with us. It's going to be a great night. If you don't come for no other reason, come to see her production that she puts on, that they've done in years, the church for us a couple of years ago. But she writes a new program every year. She produces this whole thing, and it's amazing. Y'all really, you do yourself good and come see
it. Amen. Entitled Behold Our God, next Friday at the children's home at 6:30. Come and be a part of that if you can. I know that would be a true blessing. Many have already seen that, but you'll want to come back and be in that service again next Friday over the children's home. Please remember that. I have a special unspoken prayer request for you this morning. If you would just remember that, I'd surely appreciate it. And we have many that are on our list, many prayer requests, and we just want to remember each one of those this morning as we pray here in just a few moments. But please, again, just pray for the service today, pray for the children's home. They're traveling. They'll be back in the service with us this evening. We'll be thankful for that. And then again, next Sunday morning, not only will it be our Christmas offering, but it will also be our Christmas program. So please invite folks and come and let's fill the house of the Lord during this Christmas time. It'll be a great program. I hope that you'll pray for us as we try and make ourselves ready for that. And it's a very special day in the house of the Lord. But every day is special for Him. Amen? Every time we have an opportunity to come into His house, it's a special day and a special time. Well, let's pray for the service this morning. Brother CJ, would you ask God's blessing on the service as well as an offering?
Thank you.
shall return some glad day. A blessed appearing for those who obey. Every tongue shall confess him to be the Lord of lords. They shall bow to the power of his name.
And
I still believe in Christmas. It's hard to find a great deal to believe in anymore, isn't it? But in this world, if we'll stop just for a few moments and look around, you'll find the fingerprints of God and know that He is still the reason for the season. We get so caught up in the things of the world, so caught up in the commercial part of Christmas, that I'm afraid many times we fail to stop and truly remember what Christmas is all about. And I want to share with you this morning something that I hope will be a blessing to you. I again thank you for the opportunity to stand this morning and share what the Lord has given. Let me just say, before I get started this morning, our family had a couple of very special birthdays this week. Jackson had his birthday was on Monday. Amanda's birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you both. Happy birthday to you. And we love them. And they're very, very dear to us. And we're thankful for the Lord blessing them, blessing our family with them. But this morning, I want you to take just a few moments, if you would, and think back with me to times of your childhood. What would you say really sticks out in your mind at Christmas time? Maybe think back to one special gift that really sticks out in your mind. I remember my mama always sharing with me, and she shared it many times, especially around Christmas, her memories of Christmas as a little girl. And she would always say this, "Son, I remember at Christmas we were very poor." Not just at Christmas. They was poor all the time. You understand, though. And she said, at Christmas, if we got an apple, an orange, and maybe a stick of candy, and if we were real lucky, we might get a homemade baby doll made out of a sock. Boy, things have really changed, haven't they? And I always would say, "Mama, you're kidding." She'd say, "No, I'm not kidding at all." Can anybody relate to that? Maybe you can. Maybe you remember your parents saying something on those lines. See, Christmas wasn't back then all about the money that was spent. But boy, times have really changed. I recall one of my favorite gifts that I got for Christmas. I remember getting up on Christmas morning and running into the living room to the Christmas tree. I want to be careful this morning. But I remember running in there, and my greatest gift that I truly remember was a 10-speed bicycle. It was bright blue. I jumped up on that 10-speed bicycle in my pajamas, put my leg over it, and barely could get my feet to the floor. What else would you do? Well, I rode that thing through the house. I read it all the way across the living room, all the way down to the hall, all the way into Mom and Daddy's bedroom and woke them up. Now, I don't know about you, but I recall it always been hard for Mama to get me out of bed, but not on Christmas. Nobody ever had to wake me up on Christmas morning. And I rode that bicycle in there and I woke them up. I'll never forget that. Ladies in here this morning, your favorite gift might have been your first baby doll that you remember. I don't know. Maybe, guys, maybe it was a train set or maybe a BB gun. That might stick out in your mind. I remember Jessica, our younger daughter, when she was just a little bitty thing, I remember Terry saying to her, if you don't behave, you're not going to get what you want for Christmas. She had two or three teeth missing in the front. She's just a little bitty thing. And for those of you that remember her when she was small, she had the raspiest little voice. And she... She said, oh, yes, I am. We were going to a church. She stood up on the back pew. I'll never forget it. She said, oh, yes, I am. I'm going to get my kitchen Christmas set. It had a refrigerator and a sink. And she was all excited about that. And she would tell you today that that was probably her fondest memory of the gift that she got for Christmas. But so many memories stick out in our minds about Christmas, don't they? But this morning, I want us to look that sometimes when we think about the gifts, we really truly forget what Christmas, I believe, is all about. But I want to share with you this morning some gifts that were given in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament. So if the king of Israel invited you to come to an event and you came without a gift, it would have been considered an insult. Even though the king might be extremely wealthy and the ones that were invited extremely poor. The gift was important. Because in the Hebrew culture, it was never acceptable to come before the king without a gift. Also, in the Old Testament, anytime anyone approached the tabernacle, you'll recall, they were required to bring a gift. You don't have to turn there. In a few moments, I'll get to my text verse. But in the book of Leviticus, chapter number 5 and verse number 6, it says, and ye shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin, which he hath sinned. You would bring a female from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goats for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. In verse number 7, it says, and if he be not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring for his trespass, which he hath committed, two turtle doves, or two young pigeons unto the Lord, one for a sin offering, and one for a burnt offering. If he was unable to bring a lamb, unable to bring the two turtle doves, or unable to bring a pigeon, he would want to bring the finest flower. You'll find that in verse number 11. But I want you to notice this morning that the greatest gift, and the title of my lesson this morning is The Greatest Gift Ever Given. The greatest gift ever given. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Father. The greatest gift that's ever been given is a gift that was given from the Father. Now, there are three choices. I actually was going to, you know how I am about bringing some kind of something to kind of illustrate my message. I was going to wrap up this really nice present, put a big old red bow on the top of it, and show you something about a gift this morning. But there are three choices that we have if someone offers us a gift. Number one, we have to realize this morning that a gift is not a gift until it's given away. Number one. The second thing is that a gift is not truly a gift until it has been received, right? The third thing we have to realize about a gift is that if you don't accept the gift that has been given and you decide that you just want to discard the gift, then is it truly a gift? A gift is not a gift until it's been given. A gift is not a gift until it's been received. But there's also the third thing is that we can also reject the gift. Now, the world has come up with this other idea about gifts, and they call it re-gifting. You can look it up and find it. You can look on a website and find out, how do I go about re-gifting the gift? Now, come on, y'all be real honest with me. Is there anybody in this building has ever received anything and you thought, boy, I know who really loved to have that? It wasn't me. Why? Because sometimes we get something that we have already gotten before. Maybe we don't need it. Or maybe we look at it and we're like, I ain't wearing that. But there's two things you got to be cautious of. If you're going to re-gift, two things to remember. Don't use the same paper that you got that gift in, because it's probably got scotch tape, and that's a dead giveaway. The second thing is don't ever give back to that same person that gift that they got you. So you got to really be very cautious about the re-gifting, don't you? And again, all of us think about it if we don't do it, is a re-gifting. Now, this morning I want us to look at the greatest gift that's ever been given, and that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. This is a gift that you could actually receive this morning if you've never received the gift. If you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, this morning you can receive the greatest gift that has ever been given. And that is Jesus. You notice, I don't know if you noticed it or not this morning, but every song we sung was about the name of Jesus. Ceylon popped one out there this morning. I said, yeah, that's a great one, Brother Ceylon. You ever just get that fog in your mind and you just can't think? Especially when things are going like they are at Christmas time. But Ceylon came in with a sharp, articulate mind this morning, gave us a song, and I'm thankful for it. In the Old Testament, it was man giving gifts to God. And don't you know that as they brought their lamb or their turtle dove or whatever, their pigeons to the Lord, don't you know that they brought that offering up there and they must have been standing there frozen thinking, I sure hope my gift is acceptable. I hope that the lamb is spotless and without blemish. And I hope that what I give unto the Lord is acceptable unto him. I wonder this morning if we ever just ask ourselves, is the life that I'm living acceptable unto the Lord? They must have been standing there with their two turtle doves thinking, boy, I just hope this is good enough. That's the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, something shocking takes place. That first Christmas morn, instead of gifts being given unto men, going upward, from men going upward, the gift that God gave came down to man. When we all get together for Christmas, our kids and our grandkids, they get presents galore. But there's a difference I've noticed this morning, sometimes between some of our gifts. I'm so thankful that the greatest gift that's ever been given was given over 2,000 years ago. In the Old Testament, they had given gifts up to God. But in the New Testament, Jesus came down from heaven to be the greatest gift we've ever received. Amen? Amen. You still with me? I'm so thankful this morning that I have received that gift. And again, if you've never received the gift, then you can today before we leave here. I remember times, and still it's this way, when we all get together for Christmas, our kids and our grandkids get loaded down. Now, be real honest with me this morning. Maybe you don't have kids, maybe you don't have grandkids, but you got friends, you got family members, nieces and nephews. Some of us even give our animals a gift. Laugh, but it's the truth. Am I right? That's why they got them on the shelf. So we'll buy them and take them home and give them little Skippy. Here's little Skippy a bone, or we'll get him a sweater, or whatever the case. I mean, we just go all out when it comes to Christmas. But when our kids all gather around, and y'all have seen videos of our family at Christmas, and when you see one of those videos, and it always seems to look like it's shaking, that's because the house is shaking. We get everybody in there all together, and we got all those gifts. And I don't know about you, but we have come to realize that there's a difference between giving a gift to a toddler and giving a gift to a teenager. You notice that? Because toddlers, man, hey, when the kids were little, I mean the little bitties, they could care less. They just want the box, you know. Tear off that wrapping paper and get inside the box. They done threw the gift out on the floor anyway. There's a lot of difference, though, between toddlers and teenagers. Now, my wife is an expert when it comes to Christmas. And you probably do the same thing. Don't look at me funny. But she wants to make sure that everybody gets the same thing, not the same gift, but the same amount of gifts. Am I right? Or if it's not the same amount, and she does it every year, she'll get up and she'll say, now, I know some of y'all don't have exactly the same amount of gifts, but you have to understand that things are different between the littles and the teenagers, right? And she got it down to it's an art. She's got it down to the penny or within pennies that everybody, Brother Don, is getting the same amount when it comes to money. She's got it all down. She's got a list, and we got 12 or 13 of them. I can't keep up with it. But we got 12 or 13 grandkids, and she's got all of their names. And she'll say, okay, now, we've got 7 gifts for this one, 7 gifts for this one, 7 gifts for this one, 7 gifts for this one. Now, I'm going to have to explain to the older ones that you might not have the same amount of gifts, but your money's the same because I've done, you know, she's done her homework. She got the thing all figured out. But there's a difference between the toddlers and the teenagers. But that's just our house at Christmas. I have been out there in the driveway. Amanda slipped out, but she'd tell you the same thing. And I've seen them go out there because they have been loaded down. I'm fixing to tell you about this in just one second. We're going to bring it all home. They've been loaded down with gifts. And they get out there. I've seen CJ stand out there in the driveway and scratch his head. He'd look at the pile of gifts over here because they got 4 kids. And all of them, you talking about it, we could be 21 gifts out there with 4 and 7 of them. You get it. And him look at the van and scratch his head like, how am I going to get all of that in here? There's been times they thought, you know what, we're going to have to take a load home and come back and get to rest. And we all do it, don't we? We all do it. Come on. If you got kids and grandkids, every one of y'all would say, you know what? You're exactly right. And we tend to do that. That is just Christmas. We just want to load them down, if we can, with gifts. Turn with me this morning to the book of Psalms. And I'm not going to be very much longer. The book of Psalms, chapter number 68. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 68, we're going to look at verses 18 and 19. And the Bible says, thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Look in verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. If you stop for a moment and you just realize the goodness of God, if you just stop, we all pray and we sit and we say, Lord, I need your help with this, I need your help with that. But if we'll just stop for a few minutes and say, but Lord, I first want to just praise you and thank you for this. We could sit there truly, if we think, we could sit there for hours and just praise the Lord for his goodness. Amen. Because we have been loaded down. How? Daily, we have been loaded down with benefits. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm so thankful for the benefits of the Lord. Jesus left all of heaven. And I said this, I believe, a few minutes ago. He left all of heaven, and he came down to a sinful world, to us sinners. All of us are sinners. Like me and like you. He came through a virgin birth. Mary, espoused to Joseph, conceived by the Holy Ghost. What a gift. The greatest gift that's ever been given. We sang this morning, what a lovely name, the name of Jesus. We seem to think, I think, sometimes when you go through and you really study the gospel, we seem to think that it's all about us. Giving of our time, giving of our talents, giving of our gifts, ourselves. And yes, those things are great and those things are good. And it's what we should do is give ourselves unto the Lord. But the greatest thing about the gospel is what God gives us. Amen. That's the greatest thing. He does load us down daily with benefits. It seems like we take this great gift that the Lord has given us for granted. And his name is Jesus. Emmanuel. Gracie came up to me this morning, and in that Sunday school class where she is, they had his name, Emmanuel, and his characteristics of love and grace. Emmanuel, what does that mean? God with us. This gift is, number one, unmeasurable. You can't measure the love of God. Amen. It's also unmatched. There's nothing that we will ever do that would ever match the goodness of God, the grace of God, the love of God, the gift of God through the Holy Spirit. And the third thing is, not only is it unmeasurable, not only is it unmatched, but it's also unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Look at Luke chapter, you don't have to turn there if you don't want, but I'm going to look at Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 13, and I'm going to close here in just a minute. In Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 13, it says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? In closing this morning, I got you a question. How many of you are going to make sure that your kids, your grandkids, your family, your friends, your loved ones are going to make sure that you get some, they get some good gifts this year? Raise your hand. Don't tell a story. Every one of us, all right? We're going to make sure they get some good gifts. If you have children, grandkids, family, friends, someone you care about, you want to make sure this year that they have some good gifts. Now, he says here, if ye then being evil, he's not so much saying that we are evil, but he's saying, if you are those of us who are sinners, and that would be all of us, right? Those of us who have faults and failures and flaws in our life, he's comparing us to a holy God. Well, that makes us low, doesn't it? He's saying, hey, for those of us who are evil, those who have sin in their life, flaws and failures, when we compare ourselves to God, I wonder how much more will your heavenly Father give to us the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift that's ever been given to them that ask. And when we do ask, he is always, always going to give us what we ask for, lest we ask amiss. We know it because it says we have not because we... So what else would you ask for Christmas if it wouldn't be for a good dose of the Holy Spirit of God? Amen. If it's nothing, there's nothing any greater. It's unmeasurable. And he is always with us. There are some folks that have gone through some very difficult times this year. I think of Miss Dolores, just fresh on our minds. I think of Miss Elna and many others would come to our mind if we were just to stop and think. I've lost some dear friends this year, and you have as well. Some have lost, again, family members, husbands. And they're going to sit around with their family at Christmas, and there's going to be an empty chair where they were last year. But do you know that we as a church, we're going to pray for them in just a minute? And do you know that the Holy Spirit, Brother Jeff, because of his love and mercy, and because he wants to give them a great gift for Christmas, the Holy Spirit will just slide right up close to them? That is love, unmeasurable, unmatchable, and unspeakable. I'll never forget when I lost my dad. I remember the last Christmas that I had with him. He was laying back in the bed. He could barely raise his head. I heard him back there say, Brother Don, he said, son, would you come and help me? I want to just come in there one more time with my family. Family had gathered, trying our best to make things the way they always had been. And he come in there, his clothes, he was had lost so much weight, his clothes were just hanging on him. And I helped him down the hall. And when he entered into the living room there where the family was and the kids were all gathered around, I saw the tears trickle down his face. It was the last family get-together he would ever share on this side. But Chuck, the Holy Spirit filled that room. I said, Dad, do you feel like eating anything? He took a bite, maybe two. All he wanted was to be with his family. There's folks that are going to go through some difficult times this Christmas. And boy, we need to lift them up in prayer and to ask the Holy Spirit just to be with them and give them the greatest gift that they could ever receive, because he is always there. You know, you remember when you was a kid, they used to say, you better be nice. Are you going to make the naughty list or the nice list? But I'm glad to know that through it all, the Lord is always there. There's a song that we sing a lot, says, "He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. All my needs he will supply to be my strength as time goes by." Why? 'Cause he's the Lord of all, and he's all I need. Every time we pray, every time we call on him, he is always there. This morning, if you've never received this gift, Brother Randy, would you come? Maybe you could just play through that for me this morning. If you've never received his gift of the Holy Spirit, if you've never received salvation, that is the greatest decision you could ever make in your life. You say, "Oh, Brother Allen, you know everybody in this room is saved." I don't. Only you and him know. Church, would you stand with me this morning? There's one thing I want to ask you to pray for this morning, and that is those who will go through a difficult time this year, especially at Christmas. I've been working at the funeral home just about every weekend, and I apologize. I know I've missed some Sunday evening services because of that. But those families are devastated during Thanksgiving and during Christmas, because their loved one is now at home with the Lord, but not at home with them. And they are grieving. And some of those are members of our church. Would you bow your heads and your hearts with me this morning? First, I want to ask you, if you've never accepted the Lord, would you please come and let someone take the Word of God and show you how you could be gloriously saved this morning? With every head bowed and every eye closed, is there anyone that would, in this building this morning, just slip your hand up and right back down and say, "Brother Allen, would you please pray for me? I need Jesus as my Savior." Maybe you have a burden this morning that you carry. Maybe you have gone through some situations this year and you look back over it and you say, "Boy, I really need the Lord to intervene in this situation. Brother Allen, would you just pray for me?" I do have loved ones that I've lost this year. And all of us know of those that have lost loved ones this year. And we're going to remember them this morning in prayer, because it'll be a difficult time this year. And Lord, we're just so thankful this morning that we can call on your name. Lord, we're thankful this morning for the greatest gift that has ever been given. That was when Jesus left all of heaven and came and was born a little baby in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying there, the light of the world. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful this morning for Jesus. Lord, not only are we thankful that he came, born of a virgin, and there in Bethlehem, he came as the light of this world, but we're glad to know that he served you, Lord, for some 33 years. Lord, we're also thankful that he was willing to give his life at a place called Calvary. And he hung suspended, Lord, between heaven and earth to give his life for us, that we could be saved, that we could share in a service like this and say, "I know that my name is written in heaven." I am so thankful for salvation this morning. But Lord, we also know that one day soon that he's coming again. Lord, help us to live every day as if though we realize that this could be the very day that the Lord would come back. And Lord, those that we have carried, Lord, this year to a grave, and we've watched them lower their bodies down to this earth. Lord, we're glad to know this morning that one day and one day soon, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We that are alive and remain will be caught up with them to meet you in the air. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the greatest gift that's ever been given. His name is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Would you come this morning if you want to pray? He's all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time I call him. And all my needs he will supply. My thirsty soul he'll satisfy. He's the Lord of all, and he's all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Thank you this morning for your attention, and thank you this morning for your prayers. One thing I know for sure is that you guys are always praying, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for every opportunity that's been given me to stand and to try and share what the Lord has given. I want to ask you, if you will, just again pray for all the prayer requests that have been given today. Please be back this evening at 5 o'clock. Brother Brian will be speaking for us this evening. They'll be back. Also, choir, if you'll meet me at 4, we're going to start working toward our program for next Sunday morning, 4 o'clock this afternoon, choir. And you please pray that the Lord would give us exactly what we need. Please keep this area here quiet for Brother Trail and for others that might be praying in the building this morning. But thank you again for being here today. If you'll turn around and shake hands with a couple of folks, especially get with our visitors, let them know how much we appreciate them being here today. Go somewhere and share that greatest gift that you've received, and his name is Jesus. Amen. You can be dismissed. Thank you.